In this bulletin, business groups attack Victoria's plan for easing out of coronavirus restrictions. British police search for the suspect involved in a stabbing rampage in Birmingham. And in cycling, Slovenian cyclists sweep the board in stage 9 of this year's Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Business groups are condemning the Victorian government's roadmap out of the COVID-19 crisis. Stage 4 restrictions have been extended in Victoria by 2 weeks beyond its original September 14th deadline. Coronavirus measures in Melbourne and regional Victoria will then be lifted in 5 stages at various rates, depending on the location. A final COVID normal step will be implemented when there are no new cases recorded in the state over 28 days. Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, Innes Willocks, says the lengthy plan will see many companies go broke.
It wasn't a road map out, it was really a road to nowhere. The document has so many caveats, so many ifs, buts, maybes, perhaps is in it. It's not really worth the paper it's written on. It gives business no certainty, no clarity, no hope, no optimism.
A study by consultants KPMG suggests an increase of the childcare subsidy would encourage more people to return to work, in turn boosting the economy during recovery from the pandemic. A new analysis shows many families lose 2/3 or more of the income they would receive from an additional day's work. Early Childhood Education Advocates Front Project says accessing affordable childcare is crucial to helping parents return to work and secure their financial situation. The study is calling for the maximum childcare subsidy to be raised to 95% of the hourly rate cap from its present 85%. Police in the United Kingdom are searching for an offender who killed a man and injured 7 others in a stabbing attack at Birmingham. Officers say the rampage is not linked to terrorism, but there are reports of further attacks. Birmingham bar owner Savas Frazit says the male suspect was strikingly calm after the attack.
The guy looked at, you know, he wasn't concerned, he wasn't worried, he wasn't panicking or anything. He was just walking. You know, after he stabbed the girl, he basically walked.
US shooting victim Jacob Blake is urging people to continue to fight for better conditions for African Americans, saying he continues to hold hope that there is a lot more life to live. The 29-year-old man, who was paralysed from the waist down, has spoken for the first time after being shot 7 times by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The incident, which was captured on video and posted online, sparked several nights of protests and unrest in Kenosha, a city of about 100,000 people between Milwaukee and Chicago. Mr. Blake describes the pain he is suffering.
Every 24 hours, it's pain, it's nothing but pain. It hurts to breathe, it hurts to sleep, it hurts to move from side to side, it hurts to eat. Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money, make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
3 police officers have been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. None of them have been charged. The partner of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is warning his health is poor and he lacks access to a lawyer. Later today, his delayed extradition case is scheduled to be heard with dozens of witnesses to give evidence over 4 weeks. Stella Morris says if Mr. Assange is extradited and put into a US prison, his sons will never get to know their father properly. And to sport and cycling, Primoz Roglic took command of the Tour de France despite narrowly losing out to fellow Slovenian Tadej Pogacar on the 9th stage. The 21-year-old Pogacar, the most attacking rider on the final climb up to the Col de Marie Blanc, outsprinted Roglic and breakaway rider Mark Hirschi of Switzerland to move up to 7th place overall, 44 seconds off the pace. This was how the final moments of the stage were called on SBS Cycling Central.
Hirschi from the breakaway, now sprinting against Pogacar. Hirschi, Pogacar, it's Roglic in the middle of the throw. It is Pogacar who pokes his wheel over the line and gets his first win.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, Cheryl 219, Adelaide afternoon dust and windy 31, Melbourne sunny and windy 24, Hobart cloudy 23, Canberra sunny 20, similar conditions in Wollongong 21, much the same in Sydney 22, also sunny in Newcastle 22, in Brisbane showers 23, Cairns shower or 229, and Darwin sunny 35. This is SBS News.